When they hear the sounds of my voice and the music flooding the house, it's a different environment. No matter how tense the home is, the music brings the relaxation into that home. And it starts somewhere in our life. Surround ourselves with good Christian music 24 hours a day, and your brain will develop in a marvelous way. Marvelous way. You can test this out. This is a powerful truth. Involved with that is what we call love. Because it's in that position of harmony that you sense the love of God. Tremendous love of God. See, the greatest enemy of mankind is fear. If you turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, just before you talk about the rest, you talk about fear. The opposite of the rest is the fear. In Hebrews 2, verse 14, it says, "Inasmuch as the children have been partakers of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil." Now look at verse 15. The sentence is not completed yet. "And release them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." The first thing that came into the Garden of Eden when sin came was fear. When David faced Goliath, why could he face Goliath and the rest of the Israelites could not? The difference? Fear. Why do some people do things that in the same position another could not? Fear. Fear grips. Fear paralyzes. What's the opposite of fear? Faith. Faith. And there are also other opposites that the Bible talks about of fear. Fear would also be opposite of boldness. David was a bold man. Bold in the Lord. Bold to face Goliath. I mean, any natural, in the world you call it, sane person who did all the calculations would not have done it. There was no way David could have done that. How can a flea fight against a mountain? The difference is that that flea was no ordinary flea. It had God in the heart. So there is a difference. Boldness replaces fear. But here's where the revelation is. The correct and precise opposite of fear is love. The Bible says, perfect love casts out fear. If you don't have love, you cannot develop faith. There's no way you can have faith without love. You try Mark 11 verse 24 without verse 25 and see. Impossible. Jesus said you can speak to the mountain and the mountain will move. You will have what you say. Condition, verse 25. Forgive. Don't hold hatred, unforgiveness. Love. The whole of Mark 11 verse 24 is paralyzed if you don't have love. Love is an environment that develops faith. Love is an environment that develops boldness. A person who is not loved is an insecure and frightened individual who has to either prove themselves artificially to make others think that they are not afraid when they are. Why is love able to produce boldness? Last week we talked about how that wisdom produces holiness. Holiness comes from wisdom. Today we want to see how that boldness and faith derives from knowing the love of God. Because I love Him and He loves me, I want to know about His Word. I want to know His promises. You see, love produces boldness. A person who has been loved, a child that knows the parents love them, is a very bold child. You know why some children are not bold? They behave like cowards, afraid of society, afraid of this, afraid of that, because they have not tasted love. Sometimes they react in the opposite way to prove themselves, artificially. But when the child is loved, you could take the child and put them among peers and friends, the child is very secure. No worries. When the child is insecure, that's when all the artificial thing comes. Love produces boldness. Love secures us in a river of God's wisdom. See, last week we talked about wisdom and love side by side. So today we are talking about development and love in a further way. If you could get rid of fear in your life, you are a person whom the devil cannot touch. Because fear is what he uses all the time. And the only way to be immune to fear, perfect love casts out fear. So if I remain in perfect love, fear can never come in, because the power of perfect love casts out fear. It is opposing, and is anathema, is different, and is opposed. It will stop that fear from coming in, and it will cast out all fear that tries to come. Perfect love in God will produce the boldness that we need. The interesting thing is that love is a position of harmony with God. Harmony with God. And every time you talk about that love and that powerful love of God, you will always be led into praise and worship. Back to same position that God wants us all the time. A position of love. This morning, let's take heart to these truths. Let's develop our minds like the mind of God. There are enough resources available. And as in David's life, we see the development of wisdom, the development of that ability in his life to comprehend things, to have the plans of God. We must learn how to move in there. Starts first, we must be a worshipper of God. We must know God, love Him with all our hearts and lives. And secondly, you notice that it's the Spirit of God that moves into David's life. The Holy Spirit is also a singing spirit. When He dwells with you and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will flow out with melodies. There is what I call an internal melody. It's very hard for me to describe it in natural language. But there's something out there in a non-verbal language called music and sounds that affect us as much. Like now I'm speaking in English, giving points and illustrations with a known language. It's a communication in a known language. It's a verbal communication. But there's some communication more powerful than that. It's non-verbal. It's in the area of what I call sounds. Those sounds will be in harmony, harmonious sounds that we today call music. Sounds produced through instruments. Sounds of singing. Sounds from the throne of God. All these sounds are harmonious sounds. And somehow those sounds that we call music causes an invisible, intangible harmony in our spirit, an intangible harmony in our soul, and you can produce finally a tangible development of the mind into the Christ mind that God has. One of the things that the book of Hebrews tells us is that Jesus sings. In the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 12, I will declare your name in to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will sing praise to you. Even our Lord Jesus Christ, something that was not recorded in the Gospels, except in the Gospels we do know that he sang some hymns with the disciples in the Lord's Supper. But you notice at critical points in mankind's domain, songs become important. Countries want to have a national anthem. Why? To unite the people in an invisible, intangible way. Corporations want to have their own song. Why? It's an invisible realm of harmonizing people together. We can get harmonized through one doctrine, one faith, one belief, one creed, one doctrine. But it's an invisible form of harmony that is there. It causes us to be like the army of God, each marching in its right step, marching on God's order. A tremendous army of God, because we are hearing the invisible, intangible to the flesh, harmony that comes in our spirit being. Each one of us right now is having a different measure of harmony with God. You could talk to people and you could sense the harmonies coming out of their life or the disharmony. There is an invisible realm. I find it very hard to put into words, but it's something that I experience, that I know that is real, that is more powerful than language. But it's there. Each one of us has a certain amount of harmony flowing from our life. Jesus had perfect harmony. And everything you do, everything you say, and every thought that comes from your life, it's affected by the internal harmony and equilibrium that is necessary to life. If that is not there, there's completely darkness that overwhelms you. But when that is there, there's a harmony. Even scientists today discover that light has harmony. Light travels in a harmonious wave. Each wave band has a harmony. So all of creation has a harmony. It's only men that are in disharmony. And cause all his creation to be in disharmony. When somehow, if we could return to God, not only just by word and by deed, but into the spirit that emanates from God above, that will cause our inside us a harmony. Physical light, photons have a harmony. Spiritual light from God has an invisible harmony that affects our very spirit. And when that harmony comes into our life, and if any man or woman on earth gets into the harmony, this is what I believe, there will be such spiritual riches that will come from that person's life that people never saw before. Eye has not seen nor ear heard. And then there will be such mental development, such intelligence. Until you, it looks like you're extraterrestrial, which you are in God. You're a new creation. You're not Homo sapiens only. You're Jesus. Child. That there's a tremendous development of your intellect, of your mind. Like Solomon, you would be able to be wiser than all the men of the East. And there will be a physical transformation. One last scripture as we close. Please turn to the book of 1 Kings.